Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we just thank you tonight. The word says, unto the Lord shall the gathering of the people be.
Yes.
And Lord, we come to declare, God, that our gathering is unto you. As the eyes of a maid look towards her mistress, Lord, as the eyes of a servant unto his master, Lord, our eyes lift up to you tonight. The word says that they looked unto you and they were illuminated.
Amen.
They were no more confused.
Amen.
And so, Lord, as we lift our eyes to you tonight, let the fog begin to clear.
Amen.
Let the coverings be destroyed.
Amen.
Let the veil be rent tonight.
Amen.
Lord, let us, oh God, be enabled to have access into your thoughts tonight.
Yes.
Lord, that we might have insight. We might be privileged to have an entrance into your secret counsel tonight.
Amen.
We pray tonight, Lord, that you will open your hand to us. The word says you opened your hand and they were fed. You satisfy the desire of the living. God, tonight, let the desire of our heart be satisfied. Visit us tonight, we ask you. Lord, we ask for an anointing upon this meeting tonight. Anoint our heads with fresh oil. Let our cups run over tonight. We ask, Lord, that you might cause rivers to flow tonight in the dry places. Let springs flow in the desert, oh God. May there be a refreshing tonight in the soul of your people. We ask, Lord, tonight that you might shepherd us into the burdens of your hearts. Lord, that we might go out of here tonight knowing that we have had access to your counsel. We ask for help tonight. We ask for seed for the sower tonight. We ask for bread for the eater tonight. So that I might go out of this place satisfied,
yes,
with the increase of your house. We bless you. We ask you to have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for the privilege of still being able to gather together like this. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I believe that if we begin to have an understanding of the times that we live in, we should value such times. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should value them. We will not always have them. Praise the name of the Lord. And one of the things I believe God is in seeking to drive home to us is that God wants to give us a capacity, an ability to hear from God.
Amen.
Because you may not know the circumstances, the environment you may find yourself in. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We have the opportunity now to learn to hear God.
Amen.
Through the fellowship of the brethren. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You have people around you when you are uncertain that can help to encourage you, confirm the word to you. Now, some people did not have the same privilege. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are men who have been locked up 10 years, 15 years on the ground. Hallelujah. They needed the word of the Lord to keep their sanity. Praise, you understand me, brethren? They needed God's word to stop them from going mad. They were put in conditions that were designed to break down the minds of people. Hallelujah. But you see, when the mind is reinforced with the word of God, it cannot be broken.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord becomes a reinforcement. He said that we might be strengthened with might by the Spirit of God in the inner man. That strengthening, brethren, we need it. And we need to take advantage of what we have now. I don't know if you've been listening to some of the prophetic voices that have been coming. Nobody knows how much time we have. I was discussing with a brother 2 days ago. I was sharing with him what the Lord was impressing upon my heart. You know, in the days of Noah, you know, they were eating and drinking. You know, buying and selling. Do you understand what that means? It meant that life was going on normally. Praise the name of the Lord. very normally. Hallelujah. And then suddenly, very, very suddenly, and I pray, brethren, that we maximize our gatherings together. We must maximize them, brethren. We have no guarantee that we will continue to have it this way. Praise the name of the Lord. So consider it a privilege that we can gather together. That you have your brother, the troublesome one. Hallelujah. Consider it a privilege that you have him around you. Value him. And make the best use of him. Praise the name of the Lord. See, God needs to change our perspective of the body. And I pray that we will not suffer loss at the end of the day. Praise the name of the Lord. Another thing I would like to say tonight is that the word that God will speak to us will profit us if we have a right mind. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, for the word of God to be profitable to you, two things vital. One is the spirit with which the word is ministered. Praise the name of the Lord. It must be the word of God. Otherwise, it cannot give you life. Praise the name of the Lord. And the second is the mind with which the word is what now? Received. There must be a right mind. If not, that word will not profit you. So I pray tonight that the word will go forth in a right spirit.
Amen.
And that it will be received in a right mind. So that it will be profited. Praise the name of the Lord. God is not given to speaking in vain.
Yes, sir.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Every word that God speaks has a specific purpose attached to it. Praise the name of the Lord. Every word has a purpose, has a, you know, a program embedded in that word. And it is God's intention that that word will not return void without accomplishing that very program.
Yes,
so I have to decide for myself, why did God bring me here? Praise the name of the Lord. What is God's purpose for bringing me here? Am I going to leave this place with that purpose accomplished? Or is this just going to be one of those conferences?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now that's food for thought for us. Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. I'm just going to read verse 7. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 4 is a burden that has been on my heart for quite some time now. And when I was praying for this conference, pray the Lord, just put me in that word. Praise the name of the Lord. Only for me to come here and, you know, one after the other, that same voice has been echoing. Praise the name of the Lord. I trust God that we will hear. Hallelujah. And hear unto life. There is nothing else that God will do for you except to give you his word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God is not a magician. Do you understand that? He simply does what? He speaks. He won't change that pattern. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He speaks. We are not like the earth. Do you understand that? God said, let the earth bring forth. And the earth began to do that. Man has a part to play. Do you understand that? In the outworking of the purpose of God for his life. God designed us that way. So you have a part to play tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. And I pray that your heart will respond and play the part that it ought to play, so that which God has proposed will become a reality in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. I'm going to be reading a lot from the Amplified Version. Praise the name of the Lord. But I have my King James here too, for backup. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, for the end and culmination of all things has now come near. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the thought that we're going to be just reflecting upon tonight. That the end of all things is at hand.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You know, if there's one thing that God has been speaking here, it's a note of finality. We have come to a point of making final decisions.
Right.
You know, if you watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, They ask you a question, you answer. They say, is that your final answer? Praise the name of the Lord. And then what he wants you to do is to think well. You understand that? Pause again and confirm if that is your final answer. Because brethren, you see, we must give God a final word, answer. Hallelujah. A final answer that will be recorded for us. So think carefully. Why I'm saying this is because it's important. We are in a time, if you read this word, culmination, it means a summary.
Yes.
Hallelujah. A totality of the decisions you have been making is going to be, you know, it's going to crystallize into a final position.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, that means if you look at it, it says, keep sound minded and self restraint. King James says, be sober and watch unto prayer. If there's any time that we needed to take stock of our lives, it's now. The reason is that there is a spiritual force that has been released into creation to settle issues. If you hear a voice say, he that is filthy, let him remain filthy still. Jesus spoke to Judas and said, what you have to do, do what? Do quickly.
Do quickly.
Now, if we understand the implications of these things, brethren, I think we'll be much more careful with the things we do right now. Because whatever you're doing now, God will take it as your final answer. That could be your final choice. You know, you read in Ezekiel, it says, well, that if a righteous man forsake his righteousness. Have you read that before? Yes. That all his righteousness before no longer be remembered. It has to do with the time of the end. It has to do with the season that we are in. There are forces in the atmosphere, brethren. You better believe that. When we talk about revival, it's the spirit that God releases. Praise the name of the Lord to establish matters. There is a force born into creation right now, and it is working. Praise the name of the Lord. So that if you make a choice like Mary, the Bible said that Mary has chosen the better path.
Yes.
And it shall not be taken away from her.
Yes.
She has made a permanent decision. No man can reverse it for her. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, this is important. It's something that we need to keep at the back of our minds in the days that we are in.
That's right.
Finality. Conclusion. This is where we are, brethren.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Would you want your present estate to be your permanent estate?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Good.
Then there's a need to move forward.
Yes.
Go for something better.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Go for something higher.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because it is the final hour. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, when Peter was writing this thing, he was not writing to the brethren at that point in time. He was writing to who? To us. In the time that they were in, it was a similar time to us. The church was under a lot of pressure. Praise the name of the Lord. The church was under a lot of what? Pressure. The emperor was going at Christians. Now, the challenge we have is even worse. Because it's much more subtle. Praise the name of the Lord. It's much more subtle. You know, Christians, we are being sent to the lions physically. But today, the lions are devouring
in the church
spiritually. You open your TV, lions jump out. Praise the name of the Lord. They are there. Eating up your children. And even some of the adults too. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, and these are the things going on in a time when Christians ought to be taking a final position. What is your final position? Hallelujah. What you are doing now, would you want that to be your final position? Now that is food for thought. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I want us to think about this matter. When I was looking through this word, end, but I'm going to read it out from the lexicon. I think that's where we'll start. I'm going to read a lot of things out tonight. and I'm going to encourage us that we listen. It's important that we get certain things basic, set in our minds. The word end. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to read something. Praise the name of the Lord. A definition from the lexicon. Now read a few other ones too. Praise the name of the Lord. Now when you hear the word end, you know English language has a problem.
Hallelujah.
It's not able to fully express. You know, Greek, Hebrew is a language that has some depth.
Yes.
Do you understand that? And so sometimes you find that a word, usually English language uses words that are just tab attached to things. Do you understand that? The Greek has meaning, not just meaning, but sometimes shades of meaning. So not one word is able to convey, you understand, the many-sided wisdom encompassed in that particular word. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you see the word end, in English you think, oh, this is a terminal point. But here, the word used is something completely different. It's talking about a goal, a destination. Praise the name of the Lord. A mark, a fullness. Praise the name of the Lord. And let me just read this. You know, from the lexicon, it says goal. That is 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7. And it says it's the limit at which a person or a thing ceases to be what he or it was. Up to that point. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Now, at that end, that thing ceases to be what it was before that point. Praise the name of the Lord. For instance, if the Bible says that the end of man has come, it doesn't mean that man will disappear on the earth. But it means that at that point in time, the man that was will cease to exist, and a new man will emerge.
Yes, right.
Are we together, brethren?
Yes.
It's important that we understand this. It is the point at which a thing ceases to be what it was up to that what now point in time. So we're in a time of change. But it could be changed for the better. It could also be changed for what now? The worse. But brethren, what it means is that nothing will remain what now? So we are approaching a time. And it's a time that you and I need to approach with a lot of caution, preparation. Praise the name of the Lord. A lot of, you know, you need to look carefully as we are approaching this time. The reason is, as we keep saying, is that men will change irrevocably.
Yes.
Irrevocably. And we're going to see why.
Oh, yeah.
Men will change what now? Irrevocably. Up to now, you have opportunity. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, we are being prepared of the Lord for this time. So sit down thoughtfully. What would you want to be at the end of the day?
Yes.
What would you want to be? Because God is saying everything is about to change. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let me continue the definition. It says that the limit either at which a person or a thing ceases to be what he or it was up to that point, or at which previous activities ceased. Sin will cease. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There are laws. The law of sin and death will cease at a point in time.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, God says that the end of all things is what? Certain forces, certain activities will cease, and other forces will initiate. Praise the name of the Lord. So do not be surprised that even in the church, John was talking about Antichrist. Don't look too far away.
Right. Yes.
He says that we are going to see things happen in our midst.
That's right.
Men who were once with us. Do you know that all this while things have been going on within that nobody knew?
Yes. Right.
It was simply waiting for the fullness of time.
That's right. That's right. Come on.
Hallelujah. You know, so why I say this is because the word of the Lord has been coming to us over the years about the heart, about the soul. The need to watch over your soul. Because a mystery is at work. The mystery of iniquity.
Yes, sir.
Brethren, do not make any mistake about it. The Bible says that lust will conceive. Do you understand that? It becomes sin. And sin will mature. What does it mean? It will come to what now? A fullness. Sin, when it is finished, it's the same way we're dealing with now. Finished. Becomes what now? Death. It's a law and it is already working.
Yes.
And I'm talking to you, there are forces being released in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Working. Each one is working towards a conclusion.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord. Working towards a conclusion. And the Bible says God is saying it will no longer delay. There will be no more delay.
Amen.
But that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, that the mystery of God shall be finished. That is the same word we're dealing with. A execution, a performance, a fullness, a maturing. This is where we are, brethren. It is never an ordinary time. So if your life has been ordinary, you know, routine church, you are going to be taken by surprise. I remember what the Lord told me 1989 when I was in Enugu. I didn't understand what it meant. But he told me that one day, praise the name of the Lord, you know, I was just listening to the brethren and that word just came out. I said, one day you are going to be in church. Some people, let me just say some people. And you will discover that your brethren have entered into another dimension. Praise the name of the Lord. Enter into another level. So you are there, but you're no longer understanding what is going on. Hallelujah. They're going to be speaking and relating to certain realities, and you're just going to be wondering what is going on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And brethren, it simply means the heavens and the earth have praised the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren?
Yes.
So this is the time we're in. And God is seeking to stir up a consciousness in our midst. Because the tendency is that after this meeting, we're going to go back to eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building, and all things continue as they were. Where is the promise of his coming? But make no mistake, it is by the door. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, this is what we are saying. I'll finish up this reading. Hallelujah. It says, it does not, as is commonly supposed, mean the extinction, termination, with reference to time, but the goal reached, the completion or conclusion at which anything arrives. Praise the name of the Lord. Either as an issue or ending, and includes the termination of what went before. For example, when we speak of the end of a war, we are actually speaking of victory. When we speak of telos andros, the end of man, we speak of the full age of man. Hallelujah. It's also used for the ripening of the seed. When that which has been planted comes toward now, in maturity. That's when we say end. It's God's goal, God's vision, God's destination. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is where we are at this point in time. Praise the name of the Lord. What does God have in mind? Now, I want us to go to Genesis. We'll come back to this point. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to Genesis. Because it's always important that we get God's perspective. Amen. Get God's perspective and then we move from there. Why? You see, God has a plan. Praise the name of the Lord. From the very beginning, He had a plan. And as you're going to notice from some of the scriptures we read, the purpose of God is irrevocable. Do you understand that? So if God says, this is what I want to do, you can take it for granted that he will do what? He will do that. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand that? That is where God is going to. The Bible says that the counsel of the Lord standeth.
Yes.
Do you understand? God says, I will walk. Who shall hinder me?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. The thoughts of the Lord, they endure forever.
Yes.
He said, my purpose will stand.
Yes.
That's God.
Yes.
So, if we find out what God says he's going to do, we can be assured that we are in a time. This time is called the fullness of what now?
Time.
Of time. Time also has a fullness.
Yes.
Amen.
At the fullness of time, time will terminate. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
What does that mean? It means that the purpose for which God set time has been what now? Accomplished. That's why the angel shouted. He said that he swore by him that liveth forever and ever, that there shall be what now? Time no longer. What does that mean? He now goes on to explain. He says that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel,
yes,
when he shall begin to speak, the purpose for which time was established will be what now? Accomplished.
Amen.
God created time for a specific purpose, and that purpose was to bring forth what now? Man.
Yes.
The kind of man that God wanted. Now, what that means is simple. This time is a precious commodity. If you do not utilize it when you have it, it's gone. That's why I said you must redeem what now? The time. Now, God gave us this, but praise the name of the Lord, great mystery. And he gave us a limited time in this body. And the Bible says that we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:5-10. To give account for all that we have done, where? While what now? In the body.
That's right, sir.
This phase is a temporary phase.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a phase that has an impact for all eternity.
That's right.
Amen.
You waste it, you've lost it.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren?
Yes.
You waste it, you've lost it. This body.
Yes.
Now, we're going to look at it because, you know, I think it was Brother... Who was that I read about the why? Sorry, the
Brother
what?
Roman.
Well, Roman, yes. He read about the what, the how, and the why. And he talked about the what as knowledge. And brethren, we have known the what. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God is also showing us the how. Maybe he said, how shall these things be? And the Lord told him, this is how it's going to be. But there's another aspect that the Lord is beginning to bring forth at this time, which is the why. You know, sometimes I sit down and I try to think, why is it the Bible says that of all things, fornication? Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I thought about that. I don't think it's, I mean, looking at it logically, it's not the most heinous thing. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, it is something that has a tremendous impact on the workings of God in man. It's one of the gateways through which spirits, do you understand that, that are contrary to the purpose of God, gain access to man. So this body is a great mystery. And God is very particular about it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Friends,
are we together?
Yes.
So, we are in a time when God is trying to show us the why. Why does God hate pride so much?
Mm.
I don't know if you understand me. There are things that God cannot condone. One of them is a proud look.
God.
You know, it reminds him of something.
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes.
It reminds him of something. One that, you know, separate chief brethren.
Yes.
It reminds me of something. Are we together? That shows deep God among brethren.
Mm.
You know, all of these things remind him of Hillel.
Right.
Hey. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, and there is a why. There is a reason why each of us must make a choice. Somebody was saying the other day, why won't God just force me? He will make things very easy. Isn't it? Hallelujah. Why must I have to do what now? To choose. Well, the deal is that these parties must be allowed to what now? To choose. And their choices must be respected.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you choose death, that choice will be respected.
That's right.
Are we together, brethren? If you choose death, that choice will be respected. If you choose to love this world,
that's right.
That choice will be respected. Because this world was designed, it's a system designed by an architect. An architect of wickedness. To draw, what is he after? It's your heart, your affection. Praise the Lord. That's all designed to just draw your affection away from God. Because if a man loves the world, the love of the Father cannot be in him at the same time. There is a why. And brethren, when we begin to understand the why, a lot of things become much more easier in terms of our walk with God and our consecration with God. You begin to understand that you cannot afford to fail. Because God has presented you as his champion.
Yes.
He said, this is my son in whom I will be glorified. And the devil said, okay, we shall see. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, here we are at a point in time when God is uncovering his heart to us. So that you will know why you are involved in this business. It's not like saying, just come, let's be doing this thing. He's now telling you why. Praise the name of the Lord. I was reading somewhere in Proverbs. He said, my son, hallelujah, make me glad. Be wise, my son, and make me glad. So that I will have cause to laugh against him that reproacheth me.
Amen.
The one who is trying to make fun of me, in you I will be glorified.
Amen.
I will not be ashamed when I speak with him in the gate.
Amen.
Your life becomes the ground on which God will laugh.
Amen.
The devil is making, making raging. But the Bible says, he that stayed in the heavens will laugh. Because he knows that his time is coming. There are sons that are coming. Brethren, who will be God's instrument? That through these ones he will teach principalities and powers. The many-sided wisdom of God. In Ibola, they say, Kim and Kaya, my cousin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the enemy knows only one side of the picture.
Yes.
He doesn't know the other side.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. When he was going, to the cross to crucify the Christ, he was just seeing one side.
Yes.
He never saw the other side of the picture. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Lord says, if you know this one, you don't know the other one. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. I read from verse 26. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, in Genesis chapter 1, we see that God had a plan. Amen. So much has been said about it in this meeting. I'm just going to take an aspect of it. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, let us what now? Make man in our own image. Now, we're going to look at three words that were used with respect to God's program for creation.
Right.
Three different words. One of the laws in the scripture is the law of specific use. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Words are not used arbitrarily in the scripture.
Yeah.
I get to my point. Nothing in the word of God happens just casually. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the first word that we see, there are three words there. The first word is the Hebrew word bara. That's what you see, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created. Amen. The heavens and what now? The earth. Now, bara is a word that is used to signify creation out of nothing.
Okay.
You understand that? To initiate. Now it's important that you get this, because you will see that God has something in mind.
That's right.
And his plan is to go through a process to arrive at what now? A destination.
Yes. Oh.
Now when you understand this, you know we have a problem sometimes. You talk with Christians and they feel that you just get born again, your next stop is heaven. You praise the name of the Lord. And the next thing they tell you, now are we the sons of God? If only you would look at the Greek, you wouldn't even be talking like that. Praise the name of the Lord. Because even sons, there are three different words used. Do you understand that? You have technion, technon, and heos. Each one signifying a different phase in the development of what now? Of man. You see Jesus as a baby, right? The next time you see him, 12 years, isn't it? The next time you see him, he's 30 years. Different phases in God's program of development. That's how God works, brethren. From one phase to what now? Another. So here, the first word God uses is the word bara. In the theologians call it creation ex nihilo. Out of nothing.
Yes.
And it is a word used with reference only to God.
Yes.
Only God can form out of nothing.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Never used with respect to any other.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. And that is the word bara.
Yes.
It is usually translated create.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. B-A-R-A. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'll just read just from the lexicon, just briefly too. Bara emphasizes the initiation of the object. Praise the name of the Lord. Not manipulating it after original creation. The word as used refers to an activity which can only be performed by God.
Amen.
Entirely new productions are associated with bara. Praise the name of the Lord. The word possesses the meaning of bringing into existence. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
That's the first word. That's what you see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
Oh, yes.
The next word is the Hebrew word yatsa. Amen. Now, this word, you see that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Yatsa. Y-A-T-S-A-R. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm not a good Yatsa. Amen. Y-A-T-S-A-R. Yatsa. It is translated to form. Praise the name of the Lord. To do what now? To form. Okay. And it is defined as Yatsa. To form. To fashion. To devise, to frame, to produce, to be predestined. Praise the name of the Lord. This word implies initiation as well as structuring. That is the word that is usually used as a reference to a potter. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, it is closely related to another word, still spelled yasa, a different word. Now, that is the word used. It says distress. They are twin words. It says, in my distress, O Lord, thou hast what now? Enlighten me. Now, yatsa means actually to squeeze, to force something through a narrow what now? Opening. To apply what? Pressure. You know, when a potter gets a lump of clay, he puts his hand on it, isn't it? As the wheels of time is turning round and round, what happens? He just puts pressure. That pressure of the hand causes that particular lump of clay to take a particular word now, shape. Now, the dealings of the Lord in our lives forms us. It's actually an activity that has to do with your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. You see the word, it also has to do with, you know, thoughts, device, imagine. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, the term also refers to constructed thoughts or purposes. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? God starts with bara. Hallelujah. Creates. You can refer to that as an activity that takes place in your spirit when you get born again. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, yatsa is something that has to do with God's pressure on you to conform you to the image of his son.
Amen.
It means passing you through distressing situations, narrow situations,
yes,
that put pressure on you.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And then you begin to take shape. You become conformed. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the final word is the word Asa. Praise the name of the Lord. A-S-A-H. Asa. Now, Asa means to finish. To establish. Hallelujah. To construct. To build. To accomplish. To constitute. To fulfill. To happen. To bring forth. To execute. To finish. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Now, that is a completed work. A permanent work. Now, when God says, let us make man, do you know what word he used? Asa. Amen. In other words, God was having in mind a finished, completed work.
Yes.
But when he began to function, God created. Are we together, brethren?
Yes.
Hallelujah. God says, let us make man. And God created man. What does that mean?
He has not finished.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
This man is going to undergo what now?
Process.
A process. He's going to pass through distress, pressure, tribulation, trouble, squeezing. Hallelujah. Paul said so much that we despair of what now? Of life. To conform him to a particular image.
Amen.
But at the end of the day, God will make man.
Amen.
Now, this making is what is tied to the word finish, end, completion. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, brother, what we are trying to say is this, that God is coming to Asa. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It meant that before now, certain partial things satisfied God. He could accommodate them.
Oh, hallelujah.
But now, only the fullness
hallelujah.
Will satisfy God.
Hallelujah.
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 Only the complete,
hallelujah.
The perfect will satisfy the heart of God. God will not be satisfied with anything less. And so God is speaking a word to us at this time.
Amen.
Saying that the end, the completion. You see, because God is Alpha.
Amen.
And what now? Omega. He initiates. And he what now? He finishes. In I think it's 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 12, when he was speaking about the house of Eli, he said, when I begin, I also make what? An end. He never stops halfway. God never stops what? Halfway. I read a book by Austin Sparks. He called it the persistent purpose of God. Praise the name of the Lord. That when God begins a thing, that God channels all his energy towards the accomplishment of that purpose.
That's right.
All. In fact, said that you have been predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. That's God channeling his omnipotence into my life.
Yeah.
Only me can take myself out of God's purpose.
That's right.
And that is why the word of God is coming to you.
Yes.
The devil can't take you out.
No.
But you can take yourself out.
That's right.
Yes. So really you have a choice. The devil does not want us to know this.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord. The church today is on a merry-go-round chasing the devil. From pillar to post, casting out devils, brethren, doing all kinds of things.
Right.
And he enjoys, he knows they are wasting time. Wasting precious unction on frivolous things. It's just like the prodigal son who asked his father for anointing. You know that's what it is.
Yeah.
Your inheritance is the Holy Spirit,
yes,
isn't it?
Right. Yes,
the functions.
Yeah.
And one of my translations says that the Father gave it to him. He bothered him enough.
Mm.
There are a lot of people today who want anointing for whatever. And he pestered the man, and the man said, okay, you take it.
Mm.
And you know, the Bible says he sold it.
Mm.
One translation says he converted it to cash.
Mm.
Now, of course, that is the name of the game today. How you can convert the anointing to what now? To cash. He took it and he began to expend it on material things. Now, the Bible says that unto us are giving exceeding great and precious promises for one purpose, that by this you might become partakers of the divine nature.
Amen.
That's what the promises are given to you. Through it, you will acquire the divine nature. If you wait till on frivolities, a time comes when the famine will set in. This time of the end is going to be a time of famine. Because God is going to be clamping down on Pentecost. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes,
don't be clamping down on it. Drying up the wells.
Dry. Already dry.
Drying up the wells.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. But it's important that we understand this. So that our lives will have a focus. But Amati was talking about vision. The vision is the vision of a completed man in a completed body. All the energies must be channeled towards because that is only which will have eternal value.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Then
are we getting this?
Yes.
Now that we understand this, so that we will not be a prodigal. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, I came to see something. The Lord was showing me something. You see, we are in a time when we must have understanding. There are all kinds of things happening. You know, as I am, my soul has power.
Amen.
Even power to do miracles.
That's right.
This soul, without God, to do miracles. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and a lot of what is going on in the church today is soul, what now?
Power.
That's right.
People are dizzy.
Yeah.
And I've seen Christians do all kinds of things. You know, somebody has a quarrel with somebody. And he said, I'm going to pray by 12 midnight.
Yeah.
Before 6 days, you'll be dead. 6 days, the man is dead.
That's right.
He said he's anointed. Are we together, brethren? You see, the transition from of Saul into witchcraft was a very smooth transition. Somewhere along the line, he was operated by the power of God. At another point in time, it was witchcraft.
Yes.
But you see, because the church is hooked on miracles, the miracles continue to flow. But another spirit has what now?
That's right.
And so a lot of what is going on is just soul power.
Yes.
In marriage with unclean spirits.
That's right.
So not every prayer answered is answered by God.
Right.
Any prayer that is contrary to God's word that gets answered, another spirit has come into play.
That's right. Lying wonders.
What are we trying to say here? Ishmael is a son of Abraham. How many people know that here?
Yeah.
So, Ishmael is born again. If you doubt it, raise your hands. A son of Abraham is a son of Abraham. You understand the point? What? He is a fleshly man. God blessed Ishmael, didn't he? God gave him gifts, didn't he? But he sent him away.
Far away.
Praise the name of the Lord. Far away from my. It is not the gift that is the issue. It is not the gift that is the issue. It's not a manifestation. You know, I was just thinking about, you know, Elijah. He said there was an earthquake. God caused the earthquake, right? But God was not in the earthquake. Are we together? There was a fire. God caused the fire. But God was not in the fire. So you can have manifestations and miracles and all that, but God is what now? It's not in it.
That's right.
What we want is God. I'm praying your heart must be set on this. That is the only way you will not be deceived.
Amen.
In this particular time. Because
yes.
The devil's hour is a special hour. The devil will be given permission. Are we together? It is part of the deal. That at a particular time, you'll be given the liberty to go forth, to do things that, do you understand that? If it were possible, the elect will be deceived. He said, this is your hour.
Oh, yes.
Friend, the hour of that, the thing has crept into the church and is working.
Yeah.
So, the enemy has been working, bringing a wrong emphasis in the church. Oh, it's important that you know what your emphasis is.
Yes. Yes.
Because that's one of the marks that will tell you what is true and what is false.
Yes.
Emphasis. You see, the issue is not what, whether there is a manifestation. When God judges me at the end of the day, when I put me on the scale, it is the measure of Christ in me that is the standard of judgment. You know, when the Bible says that he will judge the world through a man, people think it's just maybe that he will sit on the throne and be saying, you go to hell, you go to heaven. No, he is the standard of the judgment. Are we together? His life is the standard of the judgment. That's why I like Amplified. He said he will judge the world in the man. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't need to understand this, brethren. It's important that we get this. What is the measure? Anything, as I'm ministering to you now, what in the content of this message, what is the measure of Christ?
Amen.
It's distant.
Yeah.
It's not the miracles I do.
No.
It is a measure, because that is what is going to be of benefit to you.
Mm.
Our business is to acquire Christ.
Oh, yes.
More and more.
Yes.
It is come to fullness.
Yes.
What is the measure of Christ? That's what you should be judging at any point in time. You get into an environment, something is, things are happening. You know, we love manifestation. If people are running under the floor, you know, and all that, okay, something is happening here. What is the measure of Christ in that?
Yes.
Now, praise the name of the Lord. It's important because we're in a time when things are not very clear. But for his people, God is beginning to make things what now?
That's right.
Things are becoming clearer. We are able to see much more clearly. To be able to discern. That word on discernment was very pertinent.
Yeah,
I believe that this meeting has been vital. This meeting has been vital. Because we all need to go home and make choices.
Amen.
You need to go home and take a drastic look at your life.
Amen.
And say, is this what I want? If it's not what you want, then you need to do something about it.
That's right.
And you need to do it now, because there is grace now. Because the Lord says also, he that is righteous, let him be righteous. In other words, there is a grace released.
Yes.
To remain righteous.
Amen.
I can take advantage of that grace.
Amen.
God does not, when God said to man, be fruitful and what? Multiply. You know what God did? He put something within the makeup of a man.
That's right.
He put a drive within the man.
Yes,
to ensure that that man is fruitful.
Mm.
Are we together?
Yes.
To ensure that the human race continues. He put a passion, a drive that the enemy has been perverting and distorting, but it was a drive that God put there to ensure that man will always multiply. Spiritually, It's the same thing.
Oh, yes.
The anointing that you have received, hallelujah, is a capacity, an ability to be fruitful. Amen. Now, that anointing can be channeled towards the wrong. You know, when you read the book of Proverbs, you see, talk about the harlot woman. Don't waste your substance on it. The world system is designed just like Potiphar's wife.
Yes.
To Joseph, come.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. To drain the life substance, the precious substance, out of the man and render him hollow and empty and incapable of bringing forth life. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, there is a word from the Lord to us at this time.
Amen.
That we are in the time of the end of all things. God is finishing.
Amen.
When God starts a thing, He finishes it. I was going through the scriptures. You know, God told Moses, build me a tabernacle, a sanctuary, that I might dwell amongst you. It was said here in this meeting that God wants to dwell with man. You know that God wants to have a body. Do you believe that?
Yes.
It is part of his desire to have a visible body, to be seen visibly, and to be known. And it is part of God's plan that he will have a company of people through whom he will reveal himself to creation. Now, Jesus was the prototype of that. Praise the name of the Lord. The prototype from which similar sons are going to be produced.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will go through the same process. You know, I was just considering the temptation that he went through. You know, when the first thing the devil just took him on was, use this anointing for what now?
For men.
Now, when you see what's happened in the church, don't think it's a joke. It's a high satanic trap. And many have fallen into it. Use this anointing for your belly, for self. Self. What was the second one? Show. Just jump from the roof and just float down like a superstar. And angels will catch you. And people will know that you are a man of God. Okay, you be a catcher. My brother John. Hallelujah. You know? And you know, sometimes you see men of God come use their legs to touch you and they fall down. Show. And they just blow. And you're down. The same show. Just, you know, when you do that, people will know you are mighty. Show us a miracle. And brethren, what was the third part? Build a kingdom. Hallelujah. I have 300 branches. Praise the name of the Lord. I have the largest single congregation in West Africa. You know, all of these things I give to you. Many have fallen into that trap. But we must overcome. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. We must overcome. Because there's a journey that we are going into. Now, Moses finished the house. I was just reading through and it says he did it exactly as what now? As God was instructed. He finished the house. This house will not always be in building. There is a time when this house will be what?
Amen.
Yes, I was reading through and I found out something, brethren. That when Solomon began to build his house, he started this house in the fourth year of his reign. And he finished it in the 11th year of his reign. Now, it took him 7 years to build. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he finished this house in the 8th month. And he had to wait for the 7th month of the next year to dedicate the house, because it was dedicated at the Feast of
Kavanaugh.
The feast that is in the end of the year.
Yeah.
When God will finish his house.
Yeah.
You know, Bishop Usher, who wrote Annals of World History, said that that year was a year of Jubilee.
That's right.
Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
That year was a year of Jubilee. In that year, the temple was dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
And the glory of God came outward now.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God is a God of timing.
Yes, sir.
And brethren, the real Jubilee is by the corner.
That's right, sir.
Amen.
This house will be dedicated in the year of Jubilee.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The house will be finished. It will be dedicated. It's one thing to finish the house. They finished the house, the stones and all that, and then they began to overlay it with what now? With gold. Brethren, we are in that time. The things around us might want to deceive us, but we are in the time when God is finishing his house. God is completing. God is concluding. God is putting finishing touches. So, brethren, you and I need to be certain that we understand this. The world around us is increasing in activity. You look out, there's movies are coming out at a rate that you cannot imagine. The buses in London, all of them are advert billboards for new movies. And I pray that as I'm talking to you now, that our heart has been recovered from that distraction.
Amen.
Some people are not saying amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, we don't have the time for many things. Hallelujah. If you must watch a movie, you must watch something that will give what now adds value to you.
Amen.
We cannot afford certain luxuries right now. One of the purposes of the word that God is bringing to us is that you need to look at the things that you need to trim.
Yes.
Trim. And keep trimming.
Amen.
And keep trimming.
Amen.
Initially, the bad things will go. And after all, it was some of the good things will also was
go.
So that it will remain only the essential things.
Hallelujah.
Are we there, brethren?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember during the youth camp in Port Harcourt. It was a word the Lord gave for the youth, but I know it's also for all the brethren about the gate, the dung gate, and the need to repair the dung gate. That gate was one of the gates in old Jerusalem. It was the gate that you carry trash out when you kill the sacrifice. That aspect of the sacrifice that God said, I don't want, you take it through the dung gate. It leads directly into the valley of Hinnom, Kidron, the brook of Kidron. That's why you dump trash and rubbish. But of course, inversely too, it is the same gate that the enemy uses to do what now? To bring trash and filth into the city. So that gate needs to be repaired. The bolts and the bars need to be set what? In place, so that the uncircumcised and the unclean will not come in. Because these are the things that war in our soul. The war is a war for our affection,
yes,
for your interest, for the things that will occupy your mind at this time. And brethren, God is particular, because all the enemy wants to do is to slow you down when you need to. You know, remember Absalom? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, there was an issue, there was a battle. You know, David and his men had just run out of the city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And Absalom sought counsel from Ahithophel. And Ahithophel said, let me give you good counsel. Let me go after them this night while they are tired and discouraged. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And weary and confused. I will go after them tonight and I will deal with the matter. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, and that is the enemy's plan. But you see, the Bible said that he that let it will let. Brethren, there has been a restraining influence. God has kept certain things at bay with the intention that you and I will come to maturity and be able to contend and overcome.
Amen.
Are we together, brethren?
Yes.
You see, God has been buying us time to mature. But whether we know it or not, you and I are going to have to face with certain powers. That's how this matter is going to end. Praise the name of the Lord. These things will be released against you and you will overcome them.
Amen.
But God is holding them back now so that you and I will do what? Will mature and come to a place of being able to face them. And brethren, that means there's work to be done. Hallelujah. We need to speed up. We need to give ourselves over to godliness. The mystery of godliness is also working. Just as the mystery of iniquity is working. Just as lust will conceive and bring forth sin. And sin, when it is completed, matured, full, will bring forth death. The principle of life, God manifests in what now? In the flesh. Christ in you, the hope of what?
Glory.
Is growing.
Amen.
And maturing. And coming into full essence. To be able to stand the same temptations. Hallelujah. So, God set a helper in the midst of the camp of Absalom. Hushai the Archite. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God used him to frustrate the counsel of Ahithophel.
Yes.
I remember when the word on 2008 came. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There was a lot of activity in Nigeria.
Mm.
Brethren really tried to put their houses in order. I asked the Lord, and I believe what he told me, that he just bought us some time.
That's right.
God bought us. That word was a true word.
Yeah.
That word was a true word. Because I had to pray about that matter. And the Lord bought you and me time. I don't know how much of that time is still left. As to whether there will be a nuclear war. It's in the scriptures.
Yes.
It's in the Bible. Praise the name of the Lord. It's there. Not only it is there, but it's the casualty rate is 1/3 of humanity. Praise the name of the Lord. That's how bad it is. But brethren, you and I have a choice. The truth is this. David crossed the brook Kidron, for he had not crossed the river Jordan. Now, the brook Kidron was a move on the path of David. Many of us have crossed that point. But we need to cross Jordan. Because Jordan is the barrier. Beyond it, the dragon has no more influence. The beyond it, he said that the man child was caught up to a place where the dragon could no longer what now? Touch him. The church must make that move. But then there is a lot of dying to be done. I remember a brother, he told us that we have areas of dying. Paul said, I die
dead.
If you have not been dying, you have a lot of barriers. Maybe areas of last year, last 2 years, last 10 years, then you really have a lot of barriers. But brethren, you see, the church must come to that point. There are principles within us that belong to the dragon. Do you understand that, brethren? And there's a deal. If you have the dragon's property, he will come for it. God agreed with him. So, you remember Jacob and Laban? You know the story very well. That Rachel, who is the wife of Jacob, who had heard about the God of Jacob, but who had not fully believed in the God of Jacob. Many of us do not fully believe God. Praise the name of the Lord. So when she was leaving her father's house, she took something from her father's house for protection. She did not believe that the God of Jacob would keep her through that journey. So she took insurance. What she was used to, what she had known, and she hid it in her pocket. Of course, when the father came back, of course, you know who her father is. You know, so he came for it. You know, and when he got to Jacob's tent, Jacob confidently made a proclamation. He was sure. He made a pronouncement. He said, whosoever you find your item with, let the person what? Die. It's a deal.
That's right.
Come out of her, my people.
Why?
Touch not the unclean thing.
Yes.
So that you will not be partaker
of her
place.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so, brethren, it cost Rachel dearly. It cost her dearly. Because even though the devil did not find it, but the devil found it. And the word has been spoken. I want to tell you, brethren, that the Lord has his boundaries. Within these boundaries, he will keep us. Are we together, brethren? You stay within the boundary. Nothing.
Hallelujah.
The boundary of the blood.
Amen.
Nothing.
You step beyond the boundary, you are on your own.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. It's a deal. And brethren, when God makes a deal, he keeps to it.
That's
what he does is to tell you your way of what now? He tells you, if you stay within this boundary, I'll protect you. He made a deal with Rahab the harlot.
Yeah.
Said anybody that comes into this house, nothing will happen to the person.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, we have a movement to make. When the world is speaking to us, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. It's something we need to take heed to. Because the dragon has been given power over all that dwell upon the earth. It's a deal. It's a deal. So you can stay on the earth and be confessing, my God, this, my God, that, my God, this and that. Get out of the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. Come out from among them. Be separate and touch not the unclean thing. I believe we're in a time when God is bringing us to that final offering. There's a last supper that we must eat. When we begin to eat this supper, we will no longer be natural. We will be spiritual. It has to do with the word that God is bringing to us at this time. It will do something in us. I think what Grandma was talking about, the time, the word, as we receive this word, we will hate iniquity.
Amen.
We will love righteousness. It's not magic. It is the word of God. Receive in a right mind that begins to turn your heart to abhor iniquity.
Yes.
He said that the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto us, teaching us to say no to ungodliness and to live righteously and soberly, because the end of all things is at hand. So we must be sober. The word of God received in a right mind. When the natural mind has a veil on it.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
The carnal mind has a veil on it.
Yeah.
That veil must be taken away.
Yeah.
So that with unveiled faces, we might behold and see him and be changed and be transformed.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to tidy up. Praise the name of the Lord. They say I can't preach short messages. But I'm almost done. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God has a plan. I want to read some scriptures to you. You know, sometimes when I take time to share with some brethren about where God wants to take us to, sometimes it's difficult for me to cope that God said he will have a people perfect. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Spotless.
Yeah.
Blameless,
yeah.
Irreproachable,
yeah.
Irrebukable,
yeah.
At his appearance. Is that what the Bible says?
Yeah.
Yes. Let me read a few scriptures. This one I will read. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jude 1:24. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jude chapter 1, verse 24. You know, sometimes I like to read those scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
They shook me up. The first time I had time to look at them one by one, It's mine. It's there. And yet it's difficult for people to comprehend. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's look at Jude chapter 1 verse 24. He says, now to him who is able to keep you without stumbling. Is that possible?
Yes.
Or slipping.
Yes.
Or falling.
Amen.
And to present you unblemished. Do you know what that means, brethren?
Yes.
A blemish is a moral flaw.
Yes.
Do you understand that? A flaw, a defect in my character. Something about my soul that is contrary to God's nature. But the Lord is saying that as it's appearing, you know, he says to present us to whom now? To himself. Right? Unblemished. Hey. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Unblemished. Now, assuming that the Lord is appearing tomorrow. He's talking about a church on what now? Unblemished. He says what now? Blameless and faultless. Before the presence of his glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Friend, are we together?
Yes.
This is what God says he will do.
Yes.
I'll give you another scripture. Colossians 1:22. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we there?
Yes.
Yet now has Christ the Messiah reconciled you to God in the body of his flesh through death, in order to present you holy and faultless and irreproachable in his Father's presence. Look at 23. It says, and this he will do, provided that you continue to stay with and in the faith in Christ, well grounded and settled and steadfast, not shifting or moving away from the hope which rests on and is inspired. Who was talking about the hope? The anchor.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. And he says, you will do this if you hold on to the anchor.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He says, which rests on and is inspired by the glad tidings, the gospel which you heard and which has been preached, has been designed for and offered without restriction to every person under heaven, and of which gospel I, Paul, became a minister. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's look at Titus chapter 2 verse 14. If anybody tells you otherwise, he's a liar. Titus 2:14. Okay, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, I just want to read. I can read from verse 12. Okay, thinking about the grace of God. He said, it has trained us to reject and renounce all ungodliness, irreligion, and worldly passionate desires, to live discreet, temperate, self-controlled, upright, devout, spiritually whole lives in this present world.
Amen.
It says impossible. It says awaiting and looking for the fulfillment, the realization of our blessed hope, even the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ the Messiah, the Anointed One. Verse 14, who gave himself on our behalf that he might redeem us, purchase our freedom from all iniquity.
Amen.
From some iniquity. From a lot of iniquity. From what?
All
iniquity. The purpose of God for us is as clear as anything.
Yes.
God wants to work in the soul. When he finishes with the soul will be blameless.
Amen.
Spotless.
Hallelujah.
You will be presented, mark it, brethren, the devil will be given an opportunity to inspect you. Hello? Do you believe that?
Yes.
God will put, when Jesus Christ went to the cross,
yes,
praise the name of the Lord, when he rose up, he took his blood to present. The same way he will present you as the fruit of redemptive power.
Amen.
Maybe he came to touch him, he said, hold it. praise the name of the Lord, the Lord says the first fruit must be waved before the Lord. Is that what the Bible says?
Yes.
The first fruit must be waved, presented.
Yes.
This is the first life to come forth without sin, having dominion over it.
Yes.
And then the first fruit means that there is also another first fruit.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. So the presentation will not be in secret. You know, Jacob said, Laban, call your kinsmen. Let me call my kins. While we are searching the house, you will be searched. Friend, are we together? The devil will be given permission to search the house. And the house will be found what now? Spotless, blameless, without rebuke, without reproach. There will be nothing about me that you can fault. He will present me faultless. That is the vision. Praise the name of the Lord. You must keep this in view. Hallelujah. But not just Christians living. You know, the Lord was telling me something. He said there's a difference between journeying and wandering. What's the difference? One has a goal, a definite destination, a mark. Do you understand that? The other is
aimless.
What is your aim? Are we together, brethren? We are journeying. We are not wandering. Because we have a destination. Not only that, we will have somebody leading us.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We are not wandering. Those who wander will perish in the wilderness. But those who journey will arrive at their destination. I have a destination. This is my destination. To be found without before him, without fault. Ephesians chapter 5 is church without spot or wrinkle or blemish. You know, Christians ignore that scripture. They say, ah, trumpet, the rapture must be any moment from now. I said, have you met this requirement? I don't understand my point. Have you met this requirement? Or don't you believe this? You know, I found out that Christians ignore God and ignore his word because they have been taught that it is not possible. Praise the name of the Lord. But life will always beget life. There is a law in the scripture that every seed will bring forth afterward its own life. If Jesus sowed unblemished, unspotted life, brethren, in the time of the end, when he is going to reap the harvest, he will reap the exact likeness of what he planted. If not, that law cannot be broken. That law cannot be broken, brethren. And so, brethren, we have an anchor for our soul. Praise the name of the Lord. That God has said that I will present you blameless. Take it as done. He said, if you continue in this world that you have had. And brethren, it becomes essential that we must understand that as the word, he said, in the day of the voice of what now? The seventh angel. Amen. This angel is a ministry. And I believe it has to do with this apostolic ministry that God is raising at this time. The word, the emphasis on finish the work. Complete the work. Praise the name of the Lord. There's an emphasis right now, brethren. We need to lay hold of that emphasis. Because God says, now is the time of the execution. In that day, that there shall be what? Is that what the Bible says?
Yeah.
The blessed is she that what?
Believes.
Because there shall be what? A performance of those things spoken. I was reading Psalm 18. I was looking at the heading. He said that the Psalm of David. He sang this psalm in the day that the Lord delivered him from all. From all his enemies. Are we together? And from the hand of Saul. I want to be delivered from Saul. Saul is an attitude. Stubbornness and witchcraft. Is that correct?
Yes.
Rebellion and stubbornness is Saul. But David, hallelujah, his humility, his obedience. God says, this is the kind of heart I like. And God says that, blessed be God who has visited and redeemed his people.
Yes.
That he has raised for us a horn of salvation. Where? In the house of his servant who now? David. I Are you of the house of David? Or are you of the house of Saul? Praise the name of the Lord. It's a question. The horn of salvation means a strength.
Yes.
A power, an ability of salvation. But it is only in the house of David. The David attitude is something that is so much lacking at this time. You know, we're talking about this same thing. David was a man who God looked at him and he said, this man is a prototype of a people to whom I will give power.
Yeah.
He is the entire opposite of Hillel.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. This is a man who God anointed him and made him, anointed him king, but deliberately did not allow him to come into the kingship to test his heart. Others would have organized a coup. If the Lord has already anointed me, I might as well do what I can. Do you understand the point? To get a thing, the Lord has already said it. But it's not just enough that God says something about you. You must also allow God to do what now? To work it out. You can't work it out on your own. And God tested him by putting Saul in certain positions where David could have easily taken the
game.
David allowed God. I've not seen a man like that. Praise the name of the Lord. He will not fight Saul. He will not contend with Saul. He will not strive for anything. He will just allow him to work out his purpose for his life. And God eventually brought him and set him on the throne. Praise the name of the Lord. Saul was the opposite. God put Saul. When he put Saul, Saul was humble. The moment Saul became a king, he now became proud and began to go about his own way. Brethren, there is the house of David. Hallelujah. David is a man that we should study. Because this unction that will bring us to full salvation, that grace of God that bringeth a people to full salvation, will be released in the house of David. I pray that I have a heart like David. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that that attitude of brokenness, of contriteness, be found in me. Praise the name of the Lord. That David could not strive with anybody. Even his son, when Absalom said, I want the king, David just packed his bag and did what? And left. He even left the ark behind. What kind of heart? I would have taken the ark. Do you understand the point? I would have taken the ark. I mean, it's my right. Do you understand? But he left it. You know, he was so generous to them. He said, if God will bring me back, he will do it. Could you trust God to that point? When you are reviled, you allow God to defend you. Hallelujah. When there's a contention, you just simply do what now? Step out and allow God to vindicate you. This is the kind of heart that will receive this crown of oil. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, I just want to round up here. I trust that the Lord will have spoken to our hearts tonight. You know, so much has been said. I just felt of the Lord to just speak after this manner. Praise the name of the Lord. God is preparing to finish his work.
Yes.
The decisions you make now will have permanent undertone.
Yes.
As I'm talking to you, the habits that you have now, you have two options: get rid of them, or they will stick with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, are we understanding this? Your attitude, your character traits, your temperament, the Lord is saying, now it's time to put them away or keep them forever. So you choose what you want. You choose what you want. Whatever choice you make will be a permanent choice. Praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
So this is what the Lord is saying to you. He that is righteous, remain righteous. He that is filthy, remain filthy. Say, behold, I come suddenly, and my reward is with me. You know what is the word is? To confirm whatever choice that you have made. To establish whatever decision you have made. And so God is encouraging us. There, set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. Choose life. It will be well with you. Brethren, what the Lord has given to us is the gift of love. Hallelujah. It will be the greatest injustice, the greatest insult, that we will see this thing, know it, and reject it. Praise the name of the Lord. It will be a calamity for us. But I trust God. For that God will keep us. He said he is able to keep us keep us by the great power, and to present us what now?
Blameless.
Make that your answer. He will present me faultless, blameless, irrebukable, irreproachable, holy in His sight. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you, Lord.
I thank God for that word. It's a call for reflection. It's getting very close. It's becoming very. We're in a critical time when we have to make, like I said, God is telling us it's a time for final decision. They ask you, is that your final answer? So I need to be prayed for. So I want to ask for those who are like me, who want to be prayed for. The prayer has two legs. The first one is, I've made some bad choices. So I'm going to ask God to help me to retrace those bad choices so that I can, make up.
Yes.
So that's one leg of the prayer. And then the other part is to ask for strength, going forward so that I can make the right choices. I don't think that many people like me. So we're a very small club. So I'm going to ask those who are in that club with me. So if you don't mind, just come out. I'm sure that there's very few of us who are listening to me.